We got one more venue's choice act for this evening. This will be the Royal Room in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood, a very fun place to check out. And here to tell you all about it is the man, the myth, the legend, Royal Room founder, Wayne Horvitz.
Thanks for sticking around. I'm not the founder of the Royal Room. I'm one of the founders of the Royal Room, just to clarify. To give you a little history, when I've lived in the Columbia City neighborhood since 1989, a little north of there. And how many of you remember the OK Hotel from Seattle? So I moved here in 1989, and a friend of mine from New York, Eugene Chadbourne, who's kind of a folk musician, I suppose. He plays a guitar with a rake, if that gives you any sense of what he does. But in any event, so he's a folk musician and an avant-garde musician. He said, hey, come down and play harmonica at the OK Hotel, which is pretty hilarious because I have about 1.5 minutes worth of harmonica playing in my pocket. But in any event, I went down, and I assumed the OK Hotel was this place that was part of the Seattle scene. And then I played there for many, many years until the earthquake in whatever it was, 2001 or 2002, and the OK Hotel closed. Steve and Tia, who are partners in life as well as in their enterprises, I got to know them pretty well. I also intersected with a lot of types of music. A lot of the so-called grunge musicians were there, but also we did a lot of quieter concerts there, a lot of jazz, et cetera, et cetera. But I was just a musician, and that's what I've been up until recently. In the early 2000s, Tia bought a bar in Columbia City called Lottie's. It had been a coffee shop, and she turned it over to a bar, and it was right on the cusp of when stuff was starting to happen on that block, and it did pretty well. So she sold it. But in the meantime, I had come to her and said, hey, I want to do something every Tuesday night if you'll let me leave my Hammond organ here. Well, the Hammond organ took up probably 10% of the entire bar, so it was pretty generous of her to let me do that. But she did. And we did a project that was unusual for me. It was all cover tunes, and my wife, Robin Holcomb, sang, and we added a pedal steel. And that was a fun thing. And so, Alex, I'm trying to talk, okay? if you think that's background music, that's why you don't get called by filmmakers. in any event.
He forgets I have the mic later, so.
Okay, you can use it then. So when that ended, she sold that bar. I just sort of missed that. And so I approached Stephen T a few years later and said, what if we try to do something in Columbia City? Probably the worst mistake of my life, but nevertheless, here I am today. So we looked around for a couple of years, talked about stuff. We had another partner briefly, and that fell through. And then we got a place that looked good, and then it fell through. And I said, you know what, the hell with this, let's skip it. And the next day, someone called me and said, the people at the Royal Esquire Club, not to take up too much of Alex's set, but the Royal Esquire Club is interesting because it's the only historically African-American social club that's still in existence. And so they had a big space, and they said, we'd like to rent part of it to you. And they had sort of two spaces. And so this space was their smaller space, but pretty good size, and had a bar already, et cetera, et cetera. So we went for it. And the Royal One's been open now for 6 years. It was pretty, we'll see. In any event, I think what I had in mind was not to try to improve on anything I already saw, but to try to fit something that I didn't see. In other words, Jazz Alley served the national jazz community or the National Jazz Act community very well. The Triple Doors served national acts. Egan's and Tula served simply jazz, which was something people often said, you're starting a jazz club. I was like, no, I am not starting a jazz club. I did not want to start anything like a jazz club. It is a sit-down club, though, so people see it and think, you know, along those lines. I definitely wanted it to have all sorts of music. And I come from a lot of experimental music, but I also have a strong love for American roots music, and I have a strong love for jazz and all those things. Wanted that to happen. I also wanted it to be friendly to the musicians, and in that spirit, we bought a Steinway B piano, which was actually 10% of our startup costs, which I think is relatively unique for a club that size. and a house drum set and a house bass set. And as I've said ever since, and I believe it now more than ever, because I've seen the sad truth of how hard it is to pay musicians well, I said, I can't solve the problem of local musicians not getting paid enough, but I can make it so they don't have to carry their drum set to their car at 2 a.m. And I think that, you know, we laugh, but in a large way, I think that's true. Alex may not agree, but I think that the Royal Room has a reputation of being a place where musicians feel like it's part of their community. And that's the main thing I feel about it. It was really important for it not to be about a certain kind of music. It was really important for it not to be mostly about touring acts. We get touring acts. We like having touring acts. But it's a place where local musicians can play frequently. And I think that's a really hard thing because, you know, the model is don't overexpose yourself in any particular market and that kind of thing. So we really wanted to be the Royal Room to be a place where people would maybe start projects, would think of a place where they could try something out. Obviously, we have to worry about money. We do those more on off nights, but it's still a place. And as I keep saying to people as I try to develop this, you know, where's the place where someone who has an idea that they want to do in 2 or 3 months exists? And finally, it's all ages. It's not technically all ages. Kids have to leave by, it depends. Some people say 10, some people say 11. I keep just not asking. But in any event, they are welcome there. We have a lot of jazz bands that play out of the high schools. We have a lot of younger musicians come home from being, you know, going to college and playing gigs there. And that whole thing, I've always said that in America, it seems to me, you have kids do one thing and adults do other thing, and it's just this weird world. If you've ever had to follow your kid's high school jazz band around, you just know how deadly it can be. I mean, these rooms are fluorescent lights. You need a place where you can see your kid play and still have a martini, which is basically the most important thing about the Royal Room. So finally, getting to Alex, the reason I picked Alex was because I completely adore her music. And I adore her, and I also think she's the funniest human being I've ever met. And they weren't that impressed by that last part. No. No, she'll probably just bomb tonight. But but more importantly is the breadth of the music. So Alex is playing with me tonight in a project called Electric Circus, which is a very improvised project. We played a lot of improvised music together. We've played a tribute to June Carter. We've played on blues things. We've played on things that are tributes to all sorts of songwriters. She always kills it, but I also think that represents what is going on in the Royal Room in the best possible light. So please welcome Alex Guy.
Thank you. Do you know when it's hard to be funny is when someone says, "This is the funniest person I know." Wayne did that to me another time, and then I was like so boring for the rest of the night with all of those friends. Anyway, thanks for having me here. I'm really pleased to be here and honored to be representing the Royal Room.
As I watch the moon draw the tide away, I think of you. Strange to feel this pull so strongly while you're sailing away. Hey, I'm facing south to the wind and the sea. Oh, come for me. I'm facing south. South to the wind and the sea. Oh, come for me, my dear. Oh, please comfort me. You seek out its company. Leave my arms strong and secure. Run from me to the dark of the sea. It's a wild, tumbling thing that cares nothing for you. Lush, no. city. The time slips away from me, and I've grown gray, dry. You're halfway around the world. By now, you're halfway around the world. I'm facing south to the wind and the sea. Oh, come for me. I'm facing south to the wind and the sea. Oh, come for me, my dear. Oh, please come for me. You seek out its company. Leave my arms strong and secure. Run from me to the dark of the sea. It's a wild, tumbling thing that cares nothing for you.
Was a song about two sailors in love, which was supposed to be a humorous song, and often when you write on the viola, it just turns depressing really fast. I don't know if any of you play the viola, but just kind of how it goes.
Is this the last time we'll feel this breaking apart into pieces of the whole? Here alone to feel this rending guilt I just won't own, and I can't quite believe it's died. Was it me? It was me. I think I believe it was my fault after all that this began to stall, 'cause I didn't take what you said to heart. And it's not that I don't care, I was just barely there, like a ghost, like a ghost, like a shadow, like a shadow, like a shadow, like a shadow in your bed. I think I believe it was my fault. take what you said to heart. And it's not that I don't care, I was just barely there. Like a ghost, like a ghost, like a shadow, like a shadow, like a shadow, like a shadow in my own.
So I do want to say something about the Royal Room also, which is that as much as I like to mostly just give Wayne shit, I have to agree that the Royal Room is an amazing place for musicians. How many people have been to a show there? Anybody? Okay, great, good. Well, there's something amazing going on there every night, and often more than one something. So it's truly like one of the most supportive venues for musicians that I've ever played at. It's an awesome resource in Seattle. The next one is it's a cover of a June Carter song that I learned because of a show Wayne invited me to play. And often Wayne invites me to do stuff where I'm like, okay, I've never done that. And it always expands my mind a little bit. So I ended up listening to a lot of her songs, and this is one that I loved a lot called Alcatraz.
I'm on a hill by the Frisco Bay, Hawaiian winds blow my past away. There's a freighter there that's southern bound. I'm on my way out of this town. There's Alcatraz and the man that has old bills like in pills and drinking wine and salt. Tired and
song is about how I never take good advice, but it's hard to tell that that's what it's about. It's mostly instrumental, but just so you know, that's what's going on. My parents who are here can tell you that's probably true. So, thank you so much for listening. I really want to thank the Folk Lines Conference for having me here and all the performers who played tonight and all of you for staying so late on a Thursday. I mean, late for us who are over 40. I don't know about if there's anyone under 40 here who's got something else they're gonna do after this, but I'm going to bed probably. Anyway, thank you so much. You guys are gonna party all night, right, at the conference? Oh, okay. Well, shit. I'm old, I guess, and at heart.
Thank you.
Guy is led to see.